Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And Mount Barker for all your class-leading Kia vehicles and servicing.
Breakfast with Mark Bickley and Jared Walsh.
Let's go! 19 minutes past 6 on SENSA. We are live at the Hospital Research Foundation Group Giving Day, raising funds for cancer treatment and support in South Australia. So to donate, hospitalresearch.org.au/SEN. Bix, a massive show today. Someone that I failed to mention. That was the Lizard King. Kyle Chalmers joining us today to wrap up our Mindset series alongside Ray White, Rachel Laurie. Ray White North Adelaide Real Estate is a team sport. I'm so looking forward to speaking to him because, well, let's be honest, he doesn't like doing media at all because of what happened at the games a couple of years ago and all of the drama surrounding Cody Simpson and some of his teammates. And he really had a moment where he said, I'm doing no media anymore. So the fact he's giving us some time is really special.
Yeah, and also, what an opportunity to get an insight into an Olympic champion. This is a guy who burst onto the scene, won a gold medal at the Olympics in the 100-meter freestyle, which is the blue ribbon event, isn't it, really? And then just thought last Olympics when I think he came second in that same event, he was just so gracious in his, defeat, he was probably favourite to win that, got a silver medal, but as I said, very, very gracious. And as he's building up now for the Paris Olympics, we'll get a chance just to check in and see how he's going.
Brett Phillips will talk about what's happening at Roland Garros because Tanasi Kokkinakis got a win, which is awesome. He's going really well and staying fit, which is awesome. Okay, let's head into our brekkie brainstorm for this morning.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
So, Bix, last night, while Ampol State of Origin was happening at Adelaide Oval, that real rivalry, it got me thinking about a couple of things. So, first of all, we'll touch on the mid-season draft in a moment because a few South Australian representations will find AFL homes, and Port Adelaide have welcomed a new face into their team, which I'm...
Which is actually an old face.
Yeah, I'm very surprised about that, which we can talk about. But I was thinking last night with State of Origin, we don't want to do this, should it come back or anything like that, because we know it's not going to. But it did get me thinking, the best current South Australian footballer in the AFL... I feel the balance is shifting a little bit where over the past couple of years, Adelaide and Port Adelaide have been full of Victorians and people from other states. If you think about former captain Roy Sloan and Travis Boak, both Victorians.
Taylor Walker.
Yep.
New South Wales.
So at the moment, and you can get involved on our poll on Twitter at 1629 SENSA, currently the best South Australian footballer in the AFL. So let's brainstorm this a little bit.
Okay, so I think Jordan Dawson is right up there at the minute because in many people's eyes, he's one of the favourites for the Brownlow medal.
Yep.
With people talking as many as 15 votes as we approach the halfway mark of the year. I know that Zach Butters is getting a lot of attention, but Connor Rosie is still a star for Port Adelaide. The All-Australian midfielder last year, playing second fiddle in a lot of ways to Zach Butters, but every time Zach Butters gets 10, Connor Rosie's getting 6 or 8 in the coach's vote.
Zach's almost surprising a few people at the moment because of his form, but that's almost... taking away the shine from Connor, who hasn't dipped in his form.
No, he's been fantastic. And Lachie Neal, I think, is the other one, you know, if we're talking about the three standouts in my eyes. So he's, you know, Brownlow medalist, is just a very, very good player, just racks up getting possessions. He's very dangerous. He works really hard. So they're the three that you can vote on. And, of course, we've got another category called other. Now, players like...
Jason Horne-Francis is one of those players, I reckon, who should go in the other, and he's, what, second year into his career.
Isaac Rankin, Rory Laird, Cozzy Pickett. So these are some more maybe emerging players, so you might want to get in early on those and give them your vote. But plus there's others. Mason Redmond is another South Australian who's been doing some good things, been in the press a little bit lately.
He has. It could be a lot closer to home.
Join in on the poll.
All right, let us know at 1629 SENSA. And we wanted to touch on the AFL mid-season draft last night. So two Sandful players have been selected. Glenelg's Matt Coulthard and Eagle Mitch Hardy getting their chance at the elite level.
Tell us about Mitch Hardy, because you follow the Sandful very closely and we'll be all across that.
Well, I was almost surprised, because yesterday we were talking about Noah Casolini from North Adelaide who missed out, and we thought that he would straight away get that opportunity. So I was a little bit surprised, and even speaking to Dan Menzel yesterday, Mitch Hardy's name didn't come up. So he's been in exceptional touch for the Eagles this year, so averaging just under 26 disposals a game at an efficiency rate of 85%. He's a built on baller and averaging 6.4 tackles. So playing in the state team, which is great for him. And we did mention that the state game is a brilliant opportunity to see how these players perform under high pressure at big venues, and then people will get selected. We saw the same happen similarly with Tyson Stengel, played in the state game, won a premiership with Woodville West Torrens and ended up at Geelong. So the one closer to home for Port Adelaide is they welcome former Geelong player. He played 41 games for the Cats, and that's Quinton Narkle.
Yeah.
And they made a spot available for a selection with Mitch Georgiadis going on the long-term injury list. And now we see Quinton Narkle make his way to Alberton and add to their firepower.
Yeah, it's an interesting one in terms of you would have thought they had a number of small forwards at the moment. They've got, you know, McEntee and Junior Rioli and Francis Evans. They've got, I know he hasn't been playing, but Orazio Fantasia. Mm. So there's that element to it. But I wonder whether they just maybe a bit more sort of on-ball power as well, in terms of being able to sort of get his hand on it around the footy. He's an outside-ish player who uses the ball really well, so it fits that criteria of Port Adelaide more recently drafting players who are, you know, highly skilled. So that's one to keep an eye on. There's a couple of other nice stories in there. Caleb Poulter is a South Australian.
Eagle as well, yeah, from Woodville West Torrens.
Right. Went to Collingwood, yep. was a high pick for Collingwood. Didn't really work out there. He's been playing with the Western Bulldogs in their VFL side and got picked up by the Bulldogs. So that is a really nice story as well. He gets an opportunity. So, and that's what I love about this. There's players that will work really hard. There's some vision of the number one pick in the draft, Ryan Marich. He was just overcome, basically, that he's going to get his opportunity. So just great stories. Once again, it is all tempered by the fact that it is so disruptive to some of the minor miners.
Well, the sample is impacted again. So they
the
get
sample, the waffle, yeah, all those leagues.
The sample get $10,000, the clubs, for those players as compensation. But still, I mean, I don't think it's going to really impact Woodville West Torrens in what seems to be the trajectory they are taking in this season. But for the Bays, who have had a brilliant start to the year, they lose one of their best players. And yeah, it's all good you get $10,000, but that's going to impact the Host Plus Sandful League. So we'd love to know your thoughts on that. 0427154166. Power fans, are you happy welcoming Quinton Narkle into Alberton? And what are your thoughts on how this impacts the Sandful? We are going for a top of 19 degrees today. And of course, we are here. Thank you very much to Montane Group Fleet. Seven massive brands. It is 27 minutes past six on SENSA.